So on Sunday, it was announced that more than 5,300 health worker posts, clinical professionals and support staff needed to South Africa and needed throughout this country will be filled. To give you more details on that, the Minister of Health, Aaron Motsoaledi. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. Good morning to the listeners.
So we talk about these 5,300 health worker posts that you've announced will be filled on behalf of the National Health Council. How long have these posts been vacant, or are these new posts that have been created? Give us a bit of context.
Well, some has been vacant, yes, for some time, unable to fill them because of financial difficulties. Some are being created, so it's a mixture. The bottom line is that we've been having a shortage of staff, whether on a new post or on a post that has not been filled, but we are now trying to fill all those posts.
Now, Mark, you know, the question is going to be, Minister, and I'm not a skeptic. I'm sure that you guys worked hard to, you know, make sure that these posts can be filled. But you know what it's like. You're in politics. What about those who now say, ach, look at the minister now. He's filling these posts, and we know there's an election around the corner.
Well, Kino, this has always been that when there's an election, people want the government to stop working. When it stops working, they also complain. You will remember that it's quite a few months that the president has announced a stimulus package for the economy.
Yes.
If you remember that.
Yes, I do indeed.
That the economy, when the economy was starting to start, the president said there's a stimulus package. That stimulus package was wildly debated. Nobody said anything about an election, if you remember.
Yep.
In that stimulus package, the president said there must be something for health because there are problems. And for health, it is human resources. Mm-hmm. It is linen. It is beds, if you remember, right?
Yes.
Now, we have been working around the clock to try and meet that. On the 24th of October, during the midterm expenditure framework speech by Minister Mboweni, he also read the amount that is going to be given to help, I mean, to health for these purpose. So right from the beginning, this whole thing has had nothing to do with elections. But anybody can put that tag on elections. It has already started that everything you do.
Yeah, no, it's,
when
it's...
somebody gets corrupt, you fire them now, they say it's because it's election. If you don't fire them, they say no. Corruption is rife and nobody's doing anything.
You're right. It's silly season. It's silly season. But the bottom line is, we're getting these staff. I know in the Western Cape, for example, an additional 42 nurses and 6 forensic pathologists. There's been
I think the list is much bigger than that.
Yeah. Well,
the Northern Cape. I'm not sure why you are counting such few. They've got,
well, that's what it says right here.
Yes.
Now, I mean, so if one looks at the Western Cape, you know, and the posts that will be made available in the Western Cape, what can you tell us about that?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, it's simple, Minister. If you have 5,300 health worker posts being made available, right, then some of them are going to be allocated to different provinces. I mean, they don't work across different provinces. So my question is, the Western Cape itself, out of the 5,300, what is the allocation for the Western Cape, if you have that at hand?
No, I don't have a list here in front of me, unfortunately.
Sure.
But yes, but the post were allocated differently. There was no... What we did first was to look at the population, but we also look at the needs. Needs are different from province to province. Pressures are different from province to province. We looked at those, but... to distribute the stimulus package. But provinces themselves said because they are aware of the pressure that they are experiencing, they also mobilized from within their own provinces to add a little bit more. For instance, if you look at that list,
yes,
the biggest ever is going to Northwest.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yes, because Northwest had the biggest vacancy rate in the whole country.
Yep.
And that's why they were put under Section 100.
Mm-hmm.
And since they were after Section 100, we're looking at the problems that happened in Northwest and found that they had money somewhere which was being channeled away from human resources in health because of the corruption that was taking place there.
Correct.
If you remember.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and then that money was re-channeled back and say this money was wrongly channeled away from health because of this corruption. Now that there is Section 100, we are reversing that. And we added the post together, the stimulus plus the money that has been channeled, and Northwest is getting 1,000 posts, which is going to fill 50% of the vacancies they've been having, actually.
Ah, well, I think, listen, all around good news. We need these health workers. We need them in the system. If we're going to get NHI up and running, something which I personally support, you know, I think we're going to have to fill all those vacant posts. We need to get the hospitals right, operating effectively. And it's also one of the reasons why more capital is being put into the system. So we'll keep an eye on this one, Minister. And we'll definitely have you back, but all in all, a positive move.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kim.
There we go. Minister of Health, Aaron Motsoaledi.